WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Greg Bronskowski with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's time for the Butler Auto pregame show once again. It's kind of an abbreviated pregame show here, as we're just a couple of minutes from tip-off. They don't give you a ton of time between these two games, as we have 5-seed Morris against 1-seed South Courtright. It's the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Coach, I'm interested. You and I haven't talked that much about this game. Your thoughts coming in with the Tri-Valley against the Delaware League champions here.
I just think it's a great matchup. I mean, it's like, the two top seeds have reached the Final Four in the NCAA tournament. You have the Tri-Valley League champions in Morris. Maybe they didn't finish in the regular season where they wanted to, but they certainly finished the end of the season with a flourish. And then you have the reigning Delaware League champions for I don't know how many years in a row. I know you know the number. How many would it be?
9 in a row.
So, I mean, you have two league champions here. You got two of the perennial powerhouse programs from the Tri-Valley and the Delaware. It's going to be a great matchup. I'm excited, and I hope it lives up to the hype.
Yeah, the Connor Carino versus Tiger Ross matchup is one that everybody has talked about. Both guys averaging, Tiger's just about a little over 24. Connor's just over about 26 points a game. Similar but yet contrasting styles. Both teams like to get out and run. This could really turn into a track meet here, and I'm interested to see the approach that both coaching staffs take. Morris, we know their philosophy is all gas, no brakes. Like, I guess maybe we don't have to question what they're going to do. They're going to do what they do. For South Corinth, I'm interested. Do they try to impose their will in this game and have Connor take over, or will they try to throw some wrinkles at Morris? I'm interested to see.
Yeah, I think that'll be an interesting aspect of the game. When I was going through Morris's season and looking at some of their scores, they are capable of winning a low-scoring game, and they are capable of playing at a different style pace, but they like that all-gas-no-breaks motto. I think that you're going to get quality performances from Ross and Carino, so I'm interested in seeing who's the unsung hero that steps up and makes the big shot. Who's the supporting cast, maybe two or three kids that have 6-8 points each that you're not expecting. So, and anytime we seem to do a Morris game, there's always a name that pops into my head, and that's always Ethan Franklin.
Yes. So,
you know, what kid on one of these teams is going to be, you know, thrust into the spotlight late in the game with a big shot, and, you know, we never know who's going to come through and do that for us. So
I certainly am interested to see for Morris. They seem to have a different guy step up every night. Of course, in the Tri-Valley Championship, it's Carter Swayer hitting 6 3-pointers. SK has played on this court a bunch. They played here 2 weeks ago for the Delaware League Championship game. Does that play an edge? We'll see. Morris played here last year. Tiger Ross was not in that game. He was out with that injury that cost him the rest of his season, late in the regular season. So I'm interested to see how it all plays out. A lot of storylines here.
Yeah, you mentioned that during the first game, I happened to see from across the gym Coach Joy with his arm around Tiger in the bleachers there just talking, and it made me pleased as a player that, hey, you know, last year he was supposed to be in that game but had the leg injury, and I remember he sat right off to the left of us here the night when Morris lost to Southern Cuba in the semifinals. So I'm happy for him as a player that he's back here with an opportunity to play on this stage and to show everybody what he's capable of doing. So
we're going to pause for the national anthem, but before we do that, three scores to pass along. The Edmonton boys beat Skanivas 67-41 in the D bracket. That was the game we just had on before this. The Delhi boys upset 1-seed Kander 44-40 in the C bracket, and the Oneonta boys fall to Lansing 64-59 in the B bracket. That's the 2-versus-3 game. We'll pause for the anthem. We'll be back on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Looking for a hardware and feed store with excellent customer service and a knowledgeable staff? Jan and the team provide all that at Canal Street Hardware, Route 12 in Oxford. Stocked with everything for winter, including hand warmers, two-cycle oil, batteries, heat tape, plumbing, stovepipe and gasket, fire brick, and keystone feed. They can even fill propane, make hydraulic hoses, make chainsaw chains, and storm windows. Canal Street Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 till 2. Located on Route 12, right in the heart of Oxford. Canal Street Hardware, your hometown hardware and feed store.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No pricing by credit score, no restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, SK Boys and Morris here for the Section 4 Class D semifinals. Winner will get Edmonton on Saturday. So all right, we're going to take one last quick break before we do the starting lineups for you. We'll be right back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Time for our starting lineups with Coach here for SK and Morris.
For the Morris Mustangs and Coach Kerry Joy, senior number 2, Tiger Raw, senior number 3, Asa Dugan, sophomore number 4, Ryan Murphy, senior number 5, Keegan Frazier, and sophomore number 13, Carter Slayer. For the South Court, right, Andy Brand and Coach Kaufman, ninth grader, number 2, Boston Carino, junior number 4, Jack Byrne, senior number 5, Darren Dangler, senior number 11, Connor Carino, and senior number 24, Jake Staraba.
And so it is South Courtright in the white uniforms with the blue trim. It says Rams across the front of the chest in blue lettering. And Morris is going to win the tip. We got an early traveling violation on Tiger Ross as he tried to take it to the hoop. Morris is in the dark blue road uniforms, that navy blue with the black and the white trim. It says Morris in black and white lettering across the front of the uniform there.
Nice job by the Rams to get in front of Ross there and force the turnover.
And he tried to take it right to the 10 and shuffled his feet. Here's Staroba at the top of the key. Goes far side. Boston Carino. A three for Boston is good right off the bat. That's a good sign for USK fans. 3-0 for SK.
Morris, it looks like, opening the box and one on Connor.
Here is Tiger Ross. Straight away. Gets a screen from Asa Dugan. Double screen now, and a pull-up jumper for Tiger is good. Good start for Morris, too, and it's 3-2. Let's see that defense. Here's Carino, averaging right around 28 points a game, 26, excuse me, for SK this year. SK going to the left corner with Staroba. Back up for Jack Byrne, left side. Now to Darren Dengler. Good ball movement here. Carino, NBA range, three for Connor is an air ball. Maybe a little too happy to pull the trigger there. Out of bounds going back to Morris.
And it looked like that time they were back in the 2-3 zone. So I don't know if I just saw somebody chasing them trying to cut through the zone, or we'll have to keep an eye on that.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that they're going to throw a lot of different things at Connor here tonight. We'll have to see. Tiger Ross straight away. Passing down low on the right low block. Pull-up jumper for Keegan Frazier. Won't go. Connor Carino with the rebound. Connor in transition. Splits two defenders. Wants to take it to the 10. Missed it. Rebound out of bounds. Going back to Morris. Connor sliced and diced there, but couldn't get it to go.
It almost looks like he wasn't going to have a lane. Then all of a sudden he was at the rim.
That's how he is. He's able to find his way through the teeth of the defense more often than not. 6.5 to go in the first quarter. It is a 3-2 lead for SK Boys over Morris. Here's Dugan with a three left side. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound for Boston Carino. Ahead now for Connor. SK leading 3-2. Spin move now for Connor Carino. In the paint, he scores. Running bucket for Connor.
Nice move, little spin dribble. Under control, gathered himself, went up and finished.
SK now leads 5-2. 6:05 to go, first quarter. Murphy with the basketball. Ryan Murphy finds Carter Swayer. Left side three for him. Looked good, but it wouldn't go down. Byrne with a rebound, and then a foul is going to be on Morris. Keegan Frazier.
Another interesting matchup in this game. We have two of the, I think, like up-and-coming better young guards in the area in South Courtright's Boston Carino and Morris's Ryan Murphy. So that's an interesting matchup as well to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I agree. Those two will probably go toe-to-toe here tonight. Boston opened with that three-pointer to start the game for SK as they lead 5-2. 5:45 to go, first quarter. Staroba now straight away, finding Jack Byrne, left side. Entry pass to the high post, back out Byrne. Baseline drive, up off the glass, no. Darren Dengler, a rebound. Keeps it alive for Connor Carino. In the paint, Connor the jumper, missed it. Rebound Staroba, kept it alive. Back out to Connor, and they'll reset. Ross is right in his shorts here. That's the game we've been wanting to see, the matchup we've been wanting to see. Here's Dengler inside. Too strong off the glass. Finally, Carter Swayer is able to wrangle a rebound here for Morris. With 5:15 to go in the first quarter. SK leading 5-2. Here is Murphy. Straight away, good move by Murphy. Dishes one off for Keegan Frazier. He probably should have just finished. Frazier couldn't get the shot. Now to Tiger Ross, left it short. Ross gets the rebound. Ripped it away from Darren Dengler there. Well done. Morris will reset. Not an easy guy to take the ball away from.
No.
Tiger Ross, left side three. Popped in and out. Rebound Connor Carino. That thing was halfway down for Morris. Here's Connor in transition through the paint, and it's blocked by Tiger Ross, and he'll take it away. You do not see that very often. There's the matchup. Ross back down the floor on the right side. Finds Ryan Murphy. Back to Tiger Ross. Morris trailing 5-2, 4.5 to go first quarter. Baseline drive here for Tiger. Leaves one for Asa Dugan. Inside, and it rolls in. Swirled around the world before it flushed down.
Nice baseline drive there by Ross and able to find Frazier, I believe. Yep.
That was Dugan who scored there.
Okay. They have similar numbers and similar body type out there.
4:10 to go in the first quarter. We will double check on that to be sure. Staroba with the ball on the baseline. Here's Byrne. Lost control of it. Now gets it back up to Connor Carino just in time. Carino in the paint, steps through. What a finish there by Connor. And he gets it to go. Makes it 7-4 for SK with 3:50 to go in this first quarter. And yeah, Dugan with that last finish. Ryan Murphy on the right side. Wants a three. College range three for him. It's short. Rebound Dugan. We'll put one back out for Murphy. 3:35 to go here in the first quarter. Here's Swayer from the foul line. That won't go. Both teams fighting for it. Frazier with a rebound. Lost it out of bounds. Last touch, though, by SK. But it'll stay with the Mustang.
Yeah, it looks like it went off Carino's foot there. as it went out of bounds, so it'll stay with the Mustangs and a new shot clock.
Dugan will look to get it in. Feeds one up top for Tiger Ross. Straight away three for him. Off the front of the rim and a rebound now for Dengler. Again, these guys shooting well beyond the college line. We'll see how that plays out. Boston Carino, right side three. That's an air ball. Morris has got the rebound. And ahead now for Ross. Carino right at midcourt trying to take it away from him. Ross has safely got it. Finds Murphy, left side. A drive here for Murphy off the glass. Just a little too strong. Frazier with a rebound, trying to muscle his way inside and lost control of it. SK's got it back with 2:55 to go first quarter. SK leading Morris 7-4. Carino across midcourt. Another straightaway three from way deep. Not enough mustard on it. Jack Byrne with a rebound. Hits the shot. And I believe they're going to count it here. And Jack Byrne hit that shot. Came out of nowhere, got the rebound. Coach Joy saying he thought it was well on the floor.
Yeah, great hustle, good rebound, and an even better finish there.
SK now leading 9-4 with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. And a pull-up jumper at the line. Well, I should say just a foul shot here for Byrne. He missed it with 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Murphy across midcourt. Morris, kind of, it feels like they're in need of a bucket here on this possession.
That would be an interesting free throw routine with a pull-up jumper.
Tiger Ross takes it inside, missed the shot. We got a foul. It's going to be on Morris, though. So a push-off underneath.
I believe on Frazier, his second.
You know, we did that Morris and Charlotte Valley game last Saturday. And Frazier got into foul trouble in that game, too. So now they bring in Jonah Baldo. Morris, not a lot of size off the bench either.
And that substitution takes away some of their size and, I think, physicality on the interior. Both teams, to me, kind of look a little gassed. I don't know if it's because of the environment and the excitement, but both teams look a little tired.
And both teams do like to run and gun, so we'll see how that plays into it. Here's Jack Byrne with a strong take. Missed it. Carter Swayer a rebound. Into the safe hands of Tiger Ross, and then Byrne fouls him. And does it drive a coach nuts that some of these guys, just they love to foul, what, 60 feet from your own basket?
I don't know about that one. I thought that was good position. I thought he had legal guarding position, and the offensive player just ran into him. I would have liked to have seen that one be a no-call. No, there was no, didn't impact the play, just play on.
2:10 to go here, first quarter. It's 9-4. SK Boys leading Morris here in the Section 4. Class D boys basketball semifinal. Tiger Ross back up near midcourt. Looking to come off of a screen. Ross will now leave it for Carter Swayer. Back to Murphy. To Dugan. He wants a three left side. Big three there for Asa Dugan. Makes it 9-7 with a 1:45 to go first quarter.
And SK switched out of their 2-3 zone. They've been playing man-to-man the last couple possessions. That was a big shot there for Dugan.
Carino passing one off here for Jack Byrne, playing off the ball a little bit. Byrne now will go to Staroba. To Carino, a great backdoor pass. They find Staroba down low, and we got a foul underneath. Good patience, a good passing there by SK. With 1:20 to go here in the first quarter. Rams leading Morris 9-7.
Hold on. He called the foul on 24.
And there is no 24, is there, Coach?
He's got the shooter. The shooter is 24. Staroba.
Yeah, Staroba at the line here. 1:22 to go here, first quarter. They're going to fix this here and see who the foul is on for Morris. It's going to be on Carter Swayer here. And Staroba at the line. His first shot is good.
Good concentration on his part. I mean, he had the ball first, and they blew the horn to try to figure out the foul, and then they talked, and he was still able to make that free throw. So good concentration for him.
And a second one hits the rim three times, won't go down. Ball out of bounds, though, and Dugan couldn't corral it, so it's going to stay with SK. They lead 10-7. 1:21 to go first quarter on the baseline to the left of the hoop. Connor Carino with the inbound. Carino feeds one in, finds Boston. His three ball doesn't have enough air under it, and a rebound for Ryan Murphy off the miss. Ahead, Tiger Ross. Ball is on the floor. Murphy comes away with it somehow. In a tough position, and he got fouled. SK was trying to swarm and trap on him. But a good hustle back there by SK Undead. Just try to take away that long run out that Tiger is always looking for. With 108 to go in the first, it's 10-7. SK is on top of Morris.
That's two fouls on Burns. That could be pivotalized. He was the one that was matched up against Tiger when South Korea went man-to-man.
J.B. Trimble in now for SK.
Be interesting to see if they now go back to the 2-3 zone.
Morris will have it underneath their own hoop to the right of the basket. Dugan with the inbound. He'll find Carter Swayer. Pull-up jumper. No, not enough underneath it. Morris struggling, shooting a little bit, but only down three. Carino trying to change that. Connor to the hoop, up and under, and got it to go. What a finish.
Awkward angle. Look, almost looks like a little Magic Johnson-esque hook shot there in the middle of the lane.
Make it 12-7 with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. SK is leading. Ryan Murphy, a corner three. Got it for Ryan Murphy. That makes it 12-10 with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Connor's been his usual self, and Morris has kind of been answering as a team. Carino to the right side, finding Boston. Connor to Boston, now to the high post for Staroba. Back out Boston. College three for him is an air ball, and he'll want that one back with 22 seconds to go. First quarter, and Morris will get the ball. Staroba to the bench, and Logan Reinshagen is going to check in. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Winner of this game will get three-seed Edmonton in the championship game on Saturday. Back here at SUNY Delhi, we will carry those games for you here on CDO. Ross comes across midcourt and to the right side. Little take inside for Tiger, and he scores with a nice piece. Ross has got 4 points, and we're tied at 12. 2 seconds left. Connor at the right elbow, and we got a foul, I believe, here on Jonah Baldo. No, going to be on Ryan Murphy.
That'll be his second.
Wow, so a tough call there in transition. And that's just like we were talking in the last game. Connor just goes right at you.
I thought he made a great pass there. He was going to get a basket for his teammate, Logan Reinshager. But the ref called the foul there first, and it'll be five team fouls on Morris. So that'll send Connor to the line for two.
So Connor, a very good foul shooter, misses the first one. Lance McClure was going to come in. And this will be the second shot coming up here for Connor Carino at the line. 1.4 seconds to go here in the quarter. Connor's second shot is good. And Morris will get it in. Half-court heave here for Murphy is no good. End of the first quarter. Now, Courtright boys lead Morris 13-12. We got a good one on WCDO.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Jerry's Inn has that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn house specialties include street tacos, chicken gyro, Jerry's cheesesteak, as well as New York Strip and Surf and Turf after 5 p.m. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for daily specials and events.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter, a rebound for Morris off a missed shot from SK. And here's Ryan Murphy quickly in transition for the Mustangs. A one-point game. Carter Swayer in the corner for Morris, trying to give him the lead, and it's too strong. And a rebound now for SK. J.B. Trimble to the outside, finding Connor Carino. And SK goes left to right. Carino, an elbow jumper on the right side is good for Connor, and he's got nine. Make that look easy.
And what he just did is not easy. Kind of looked like he was going to shoot a three, got his defender in the air a little hesitation, crossover dribble, and then elevated and made a shot right in Ross's face.
Murphy to the right side will feed one back to Asa Dugan. Into the corner, Carter Swayer for three. That's, again, off the side of the rim. Won't go, and a rebound here for SK. Morris trailing 15-12, 7 minutes to go in the second quarter, live here from SUNY Delhi. A corner three for the Rams. Again, it's not enough under it there for Lance McClure. And a rebound for Morris, but it's taken away here by J.B. Trimble. Wants to go inside, and his shot won't go. There was a lot of contact. There was a no call, and Tiger Ross has got the rebound. Ross down the right side wants to take it himself, stops and puts it off the glass, and it's good. Tiger coming up a little limping after that as he kind of came to an awkward stop. We got a whistle so guys can tie their shoes.
He might have bumped knees with Dengler. Dengler tried to take a charge, but Tiger recognized it and kind of jump stopped and didn't have his momentum go forward. So sometimes when that happens, the knees are like right at the right spot and they just bump into each other. Kind of like, almost like a funny bone in your knee area, so hopefully he's okay.
15-14, SK on top by one. Around Christmas time, I had a long chat with Tiger, and I said, how did your leg feel? He broke his leg last year in late in the season. He said it hurts so much after every game. He is really dedicated to his physical therapy and his stretching, so you just hold your breath every time he grabs for one of his legs. Ball on the floor here for Tiger Ross. Spins out of it. Leg must be fine there. Ross to the left side after the steal. Takes it in and scores. Tiger Ross with 8 points, and that gives Morris the lead at 16-15 with 6:05 to go in the second quarter. And this is why this matchup has been circled on the calendar for a couple of years. Connor Carino to the right side. He goes inside and just comes up a little short there on the finger roll. I think he got hit in the face on that play. Appears to be okay. We do have a foul. A foul's on Jonah Baldo, but these fouls are adding up quickly here on Morris. 5:55 to go in the second. Morris boys lead 16-15 over South Courtright. Yeah, Jonah Baldo wearing number 10 out there tonight for the Mustangs. With 5:55 to go in the second quarter. SK will look to get it in, and it's a steal by Ryan Murphy. Ahead for Tiger Ross. Using that speed, he's out ahead and scores on the layup. And Ross has got 10 points. 5:45 to go in the second here in the Section 4, Class D, boys basketball semifinals. And Morris leads 18-15. It's been a good one so far. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Corner three for Boston Carino. A little too far, and windexing the glass off the miss is Tiger Ross. Guess who? Ross to the right side, comes off the screen. Ross inside, hammered by Skorova. He's fouled, and Ross will head to the line. And Tiger taking over a little bit here at the start of the second quarter.
Yeah, if he gets out in transition, he's difficult to stop, and he's a fearless driver of the basketball. So South Corey's got to figure out how to keep him under control.
First personal there on Skorova. This will send Ross to the line. The Tigers settling in. And his first shot is off the mark. Second one coming here for Tiger. Again, an injury that could have ended his career last year. And he fought his way back, a lot of rehab, struggled with it during soccer season, but has played very hard and has led this Mustangs team, scored 1,000 points earlier this year as well. Makes the second shot, he's got 11. So this Carino versus Ross matchup is a really fun one to watch here. As Morris, their biggest lead of the game at 19-15. And almost a steal here by Tiger at the top of the key. SK's got to take care of that ball. Pass to the interior for the Rams. They zip it back around. Connor Carino, left side, wants to take it inside and scores left-handed. How did he even make that happen? Like a magician. Scores up over his defender to make it 19-17. Switched in midair from right to left hand and put it off the glass. 4:50 to go, second quarter. It's 19-17. Ross, left side, stripped by Connor. And Carino's off to the races. Wants to take it in and scores. And Murphy had to just let up and let him go and avoid getting that foul. And we're tied at 19.
Yeah, especially with two fouls. Good recognition on his part. And Coach Joy was telling him, hey, let it go, let it go. We need you in the game.
And now we got a foul on Morris for a screen down low. Going to be on Waldo.
And that's that ball screen they like to set. When we called the game over at Charlotte Valley, we brought that up in our broadcast, and late in the game there was a couple of moving screen calls, and that's what Waldo tried to do there. Tried to give Murphy room, and he just didn't stay set.
4:20 to go, second quarter. 19-19 the score. Morris and SK boys doing battle here in the Section 4 Class D boys basketball semifinals at SUNY Delhi. Right side, Connor Carino steps back. It's a long two. No, it's a three, and he hit it. A step back three, and Connor's got 16 already for the Ram. Tiger Ross trying to answer. Lost control of it. Gets it back. Dishes it off for Ethan Dugan, who scores, and he's fouled. And Dugan's got seven, and he's going to the line. And this is a back-and-forth game with just under 4 minutes to go second quarter. SK leads 22-21. But Dugan can tie it up here with a foul shot. Mark Hoyt is in off the bench now for Morris. Waldo went to the bench, and I think Coach Joy is just trying to buy as much time as he can for those guys on the bench who are in foul trouble. Steal a couple of minutes here and there while it's a close game. Dugan to the line. Critical foul shot for Morris. He hits it. And Dugan's got eight. Timeout's going to be taken by Morris. We're tied at 22. 3:58 to go, second quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. 22-22 between SK and Morris boys. And Coach, we got a good one so far.
Yeah, it's certainly lived up to the hype here so far. Both teams are playing exceptionally well. The key players have stepped up, so we'll see where we go. I mean, tie score here with about 4 minutes to go in the second quarter.
During our halftime break, we'll recap some of those other scores that we have from tonight. But we want to keep it with the action right here. Now the steal by Morris out of the timeout. Murphy has the ball, takes it through the teeth of the defense, tried to rip one to the far side. Swayer keeps it in, finds Mark Hoyt, and we have a foul somewhere on the far side of the floor. Looks like it's going to be on Boston Carino, I think, on the entry pass.
His second.
So Boston goes to the bench and lands on the floor, comes back in here for South Courtright. Morris will have it in their own offensive end to the right of the hoop on the baseline. They go to Mark Hoyt. Pull-up jumper for him. Won't go. Hoyt trying to make a contribution off the bench, but it was short. Carino, a rebound. Straightaway three here for Connor. Way too much on that. It was a brick, and Morris has got it on the loose ball off the rebound. Here's Tiger Ross taking it inside. An amazing basket as he got tackled pretty much at the rim. So slamming down to the floor. And an acrobatic shot. He scores, and he'll go to the line. Ross has got 13. And it was like he was sitting in midair and just kind of almost like granny bowled it up into the hoop, scored, and then just went piling down to the floor.
He certainly couldn't have seen the hoop because his back was to it. Like you said, unbelievable shot.
He had one like that against Charlotte Valley too, remember?
Yep, it was right in front of him.
Yeah.
Maybe he practices that.
Yeah, he must.
You'll have to ask him.
Ross to the foul line, and oh, it's in and out. That's his own rebound, though, and then was he fouled again? No, they're going to say he stepped out, I think. Morris fans want a foul. They don't get it. 3:18 to go in the second quarter, and Morris leads 24-22. Ross almost got his own rebound on the foul shot. That was remarkable. Carino across midcourt here. Connor's got 16, and Tiger has 13 in that one-on-one matchup. Rams have it, and they go to the high post for Darren Dengler. They'll feed one back to the right side. Carino steps through. Pull-up jumper for him. Rolls in and out. And Morris has got a rebound, but we got a jump ball. And the arrow's going to give it to Morris. Hoyt had that ball and got tied up with Connor. And now it looks like they're really shadowing Tiger a little bit more.
Yeah, they're back to the man-to-man.
Here is Murphy. Tiger content to stay up near midcourt. Almost let these guys play four-on-four. He's directing traffic despite not even really being in the play. Murphy pulls up at the foul line, and oh, in and out. Rebound for Connor Carino. Morris is still up by two. 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Carino dishing through and just not ready for the pass. There was J.B. Trimble. Off his leg and out of bounds. Connor, an acrobatic pass, and Trimble just wasn't ready.
I think he wanted to shoot that, but he just got too deep. He was kind of under the backboard.
We used to call that the Lacey Drake effect. She would throw a pass, and her teammates were never ready for it because she was just that athletic.
You play with a player like that, you got to have your hands up.
2:20 to go in the second quarter. Morris leading 24-22. Tiger Ross at the top of the key. Ross to the right side, wants it in the paint, step back into the corner. Murphy, three ball, just enough, not enough underneath it. Hit the side of the rim. Connor Carino with a rebound, takes it inside, and we got a foul on Tiger Ross.
I don't think Connor had any intent to try to make that shot. I think he was going right to the chest and right to the body of Tiger to pick up that foul. Smart play on his part.
The ability of Connor to get coast to coast, it's almost like he's not dribbling because he's just running as fast as other guys sprint, but he's got the ball in his hand. Man, the first shot for Connor, no good at the line.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen another player in all my years of coaching basketball that can get up the floor as fast as he can.
Second shot coming here for Connor Carino. Morris leading by two, 24-22. Carino at the line. It's off the back of the rim. Hoyt with a rebound.
I don't think you'll see that too often either.
No,
he missed free throws there.
Very good foul shooter, but missed those two. Murphy at the top of the key. Setting it up. Morris pumping the brakes here a little bit on this possession. They go right side. Dugan, three ball. It's big, but it buckled off the side of the rim. Murphy in the land of the trees gets the rebound. Kicks it out to Slayer. Left side for him. Oh, halfway down. Popped out. Boy, that looked good. Rebound SK. Morris leading 24-22 with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Carino, right side. Chest pass. Whips it through to Dengler, and he couldn't hold on to it. Ball out of bounds, last touch by Tiger Ross, so it'll stay with SK. You know it's a fast pass when probably the best baseball catcher in the area can't even hold on to it. Minute and a half to go, second quarter. Stay tuned, we'll have the Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Rams looking to get it in. They find Dengler on the right low block, and now back out to Connor Carino. Carino off the screen, bullies his way through, and oh, we're going to have, I believe, a foul here on Connor. Tried to split through.
Did they call a foul, or was there some other violation?
I don't know.
Put the foul up on the board. I think it might have been travel.
Yeah, it must have been a travel. I think Connor's saying that he wants the step through. So Morris leads 24-22. They get it to Tiger Ross at midcourt. Ross on the right side. We'll zip one for Ryan Murphy. Murphy, the floater off the back of the rim. It won't go down, and a rebound for the Rams. Ahead now for Connor Carino. Right side. Baseline drive here for Trimble, and Dugan is going to get whistled for riding the hip there of Trimble. With 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. 24-22. Morris Boys on top. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski here. Rams have it on the baseline. Lance McClure doing the inbounding. They find Connor Carino in the right corner with 50 seconds to go in the second frame. Back to Connor. Wants that three on the right side. Bang for Connor, and he's got 19. Makes it 25-24 for SK. Tiger Ross trying to answer, and he just left it short. Not enough legs underneath that one.
Good save by Dugan, though. Oh, and a steal.
A steal now by the rim. Here's Connor Carino, right side, wants to take it in, and he's fouled at the right low block. And that one's going to be on Slayer with 27 seconds to go here in the second quarter, and that's how fastly the tides can turn.
I think Mo is in the building. Momentum has certainly shifted here to South Florida.
Yeah, that shot by Tiger after the make by Connor was just short. A rebound for Morris got taken away. And then Connor came right back down and again went right at the hoop. With 27 seconds to go here in the second quarter, 25-24. Connor to the line. And his first shot is in and out. And he has been strangely cold at the line here.
Yeah, I mean, besides that three, every shot he's made, except for maybe one pull-up, has all been interior. And so, I mean, he's going pretty good here in the first half and hasn't really got his outside shot going yet.
Second shot for Carino at the line. Good. Carino's got 20 in the first half. And SK leads 26-24 with 20 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Heck of a ball game here. Chance of defense from the SK faithful. They get it to Tiger Ross. Morris with the ball going right to left. 10 seconds left. Ross inside. It's tied up in a traveling violation on Tiger Ross. With 8 seconds left here, second quarter. And SK wants to take the timeout. They'll step away. SK on top, 26-24. 8 seconds to go, second quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 8 seconds to go here in the second quarter. It's 26-24. SK is going to have the ball. Morris coming out of the timeout here. Rams on top of the Mustangs. Can Connor work some magic here for the Rams at midcourt? Lost control of it. Near midcourt, Connor for three. Yes. 23 for Connor. And going into the halftime break, two straight threes for the Rams. They lead 29-24. How did he get that shot off?
Well, I thought he lost control of the ball on multiple occasions. He was able to get it back and got his feet set and able to knock down a jumper.
Unbelievable. And a great first half here. Connor Carino with 23 points for SK. Tiger Ross with 13 to lead the way for Morris. We'll be back with the Maravito Energy Product halftime report. 29-24 at the break. SK boys on top of Morris on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Maravito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Maravito team today by visiting maravito.com/careers. Maravito, where people make energy different.
Bainbridge.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's time now for the Maravito Energy Product Halftime Report. SK boys leading Morris 29-24. Here in the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Semifinal. Maravito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. You can call Maravito at 607-563-HEAT. Let's run through the out-of-town scores here first. Delhi Boys knock off one seed Candor 44-40, so they're moving on to the Class D Finals. Oneana Boys lost to Lansing 64-59, so the Jackets end their season in the Class B semifinals. Edmiston Boys win here earlier 67-41 over Skaneven, so the winner of this game will get Edmiston. Intern Hannah B. is back. Back from college. She's here hanging out with us tonight. It's great to see you.
It's great to be back, Nate.
First off, before we talk about this game, you just finished up your first season playing for SUNY Morrisville. How was college basketball? What was the experience like?
It's very different. A lot faster. Everyone tells you that it's faster, but you don't realize how fast it actually is. It was great. I mean, it's obviously a little bit of a change that few steps back behind the three-point line. I made that change okay. The first two games, I was like, wow, this is a lot much more work. But
well, we always talk about it here when we play at SUNY Delhi because they have three lines, the high school line, the old college line, the new college line. It's all here on the floor. How much does that mess with you when you have all these lines out here as a player?
Well, I mean, I can even see it in these games. Like, I see kids just pull up from behind the college line because they're registering in their brain, oh, that's the three-point line, and they're just pulling from all the way back there, and, you know, their shots are just straight on, but they're air balls, and if they had registered that it was the closer high school three-point line, those probably would have gone in. I know for me as a college player, our court has three lines as well. And it's also difficult to remember which line it is because I have to remember, make sure I'm behind the furthest one instead of that middle one.
Our halftime score here again, 29-24, SK Boys on top of Morris. Some deep threes there from Connor Carino late in the half, allowing SK to be up a little bit. Connor has 23 points. Boston Carino with three. Jack Byrne with two. Jake Staroba with one. On the other side, good balance for Morris. 13 for Tiger Roth, 8 for Ace Dugan, 3 for Ryan Murphy. Did Hannah B keep stats for us?
Of course I did.
What do you got for us?
Well, I don't have great stats, but as of right now, I've got 3 rebounds for Connor. And I also noted that a lot of the time that Connor gets a rebound, it ends up in a coast-to-coast layup.
Yeah, he just likes to take off and go.
Yes, and he's very quick, just gets up and down the court, and Morris really just needs to step in front of him and stop him. And then the other standout is more for Morris, I have Tiger also having three rebounds, and he actually had one pretty massive block. Actually, it was a little embarrassing for the other opponent.
What do you think of the matchup, Connor versus Tiger? It's something we've waited for. It's kind of a, you know, something that we've talked about, and here it is tonight. What are your thoughts on it?
I mean, I think that they're two completely different players. You know, they're both very good. I mean, we love to see Connor shooting, and Tiger can take the ball to the rim like nobody's business. Athletic, you know, both of them athletic, and I think that they're pretty evenly matched. So honestly, this game is going to come down to the supporting cast of the two teams. I'm interested to see how Connor's little brother Boston steps up. I know he hit that first three of the game, which I thought was pretty big, and then he just seemed to be getting in his head, and he was back pretty far. I think he needs to step closer to the high school line. But, I mean, Morris, as always, all around, they're just athletic. They're foot on the gas pedal, never stop. So I think it really is just going to come down to the supporting cast, but I'm pretty sure, I would say Tiger and Connor are pretty evenly matched.
Yeah, great even match, and that Morris motto of all gas, no break, they certainly play that way. But really tough, I mean, Morris was ahead 24-22, and then back-to-back threes, contested threes for Connor late in that second quarter allows the Rams to hit the break for the 29-24 lead. We'll take a break here on the Morabito Energy Product Halftime Report. But Hannah, thank you for joining us. Will you be back Saturday?
I can see if I can make that happen.
I would love to have you back. We'll have you keep stats. We're going to do the two games here on Saturday for the Class D Finals. So hopefully we'll see you then.
Hopefully we see you then.
All right. For Hannah B., I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be back with the third quarter from SUNY Delhi here on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, start of the third quarter, it's the same old story. Connor Carino, a straightaway three. He hits it. He's got 26, and SK leads 32-24. Now a steal by Connor Carino down the right side, taking it inside, and he scores. And Carino's got 28, and this is ballooned up to a 34-24 lead, not the start Morris was looking for.
And Morris came out and changed defenses and went man-to-man, and you had the matchup of Ross on Carino.
Here's Asa Dugan, left side three, popped in and out. Rebound to the right side. Swayer slipped, couldn't get there, and it's going back to SK.
Morris needs to stop here, and then they need a hoop.
Still a lot of basketball left to be played, but this is the biggest lead now for the Rams. SK looked sluggish and slow in their quarterfinal win against Cherry Valley Springfield. The Patriots gave them all they could handle. It's night and day. They look much, much better here today against this very tough Morris squad. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Rams have the ball to the left side. Jack Byrne in the paint, and he travels. And it's going to go back to Morris. So there's the stop, coach. We'll see if they can get the bucket. Tough environment, down 10. Very pro SK crowd here. The Morris support is great as well, but Morris is going to have to battle. Top of the key now for Murphy. Comes off of a screen. Murphy looking for some options. Ross gets free near the high post. Murphy steps into a three ball, and it goes off the back of the rim, the front of the rim, I should say, and then Keegan Frazier gets the foul here. I'm thoroughly confused about that one. That one made absolutely no sense to me. 6.5 to go in the third, because that's three here on Frazier.
Meaning that was not a smart play, or you didn't think he fouled?
I thought it was two guys going for the ball. Honestly, that was...
I'll give you that from your angle.
Yeah, from my angle. I want to see these guys stay in here, and I hate to see something ticky-tack take them out like that. Here's Byrne to the left side. Byrne will go in, missed it short. Carino the rebound, and he won't be denied. 30 now for Carino. 6 minutes to go in the third, and SK their biggest lead to 36-24.
I'd like to see Morris get something going to the basket here. They've been settling for the outside shot first few possessions.
Tiger with a look down low, up off the glass, just missed it short, ran out of room, and another rebound for SK. And can the Rams stay hot? Carino to the left side with Tiger right in his grill. He goes back to the far side for Boston. And that didn't quite fall out of bounds. It's going to stay with SK. There's 5.5 to go in the third. In a 36-24 ball game.
A hoop here, and I might think about a timeout if I'm Morris.
Yeah, the Rams looking good here. They've come out with a lot of steam to start this third quarter with 5.5 to go. And they lead 36-24. Another three for Connor. That one won't go down. And then that one went up and hit the shot clock, so it's going to go back to the Mustang. And they're in desperate need of a bucket here. With 5:28 to go in this third quarter, Tiger Ross will walk it up the floor. Mustangs have it at midcourt. Morris here, left side corner, Ryan Murphy. Now to Carter Swayer, who has just not found his rhythm tonight. Shooting the basketball, back to Tiger Ross on the right side. Ross comes off the screen, runs into a wall of Rams, and we got a foul, it looks like. Going to be here on Jack Byrne with 5 minutes to go in the third. It's 36-24.
And that's three on Jack Byrne, so he's going to come out here with 5 minutes to go in the third.
So Byrne to the bench, and J.B. Trimble will check in. I think I have an update from that Moravia game, if the Delhi fans are wondering. Last update we had there was that Moravia was up at halftime 42-31 on Elmira Notre Dame. Morris with a shot from inside. Sirova blocked Murphy, and Sirova comes out of there with the ball. Then he lost it at midcourt. And Frazier has it on the left side. Frazier to Murphy, and Morris can reset the possession. They still are looking for that bucket here, and it's taken away by Connor Carino. He read that one beautifully, wants to take it in and score. And Carino's got 32 with 4.5 to go in the third, and SK leads 38-24. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work.
For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 4.5 to go in the third. Coach, what has been the difference here? The SK boys now lead 38-24. They've really blown this open here in the third quarter.
Well, I think the three at the end of the half certainly gave some momentum to South Corey. Then they come out and make another three. Then they get a couple transition hoops. Morris was taking some outside shots that were good looks, but just didn't hit any. And then South Corey has capitalized to kind of extend the lead here.
38-24, Morris in desperate need of a bucket. Asa Dugan, a three that won't go down. And get to Connor Carino with a rebound. He's got 32 points. He's looking for more. The step through for Connor. He lost it out of bounds. And it looks like it's going to stay with the Rams here. And Coach Coughlin yelling at his guys to keep attacking. To the right of the hoop here, Carino will look to inbound the basketball. Officials are going to get together to talk about something here.
I think they're going to look at the shot clock. Shot clock should not be at 35. So on Carino's drive, the ball was blocked and deflected out of bounds, so it couldn't be 35 seconds because the ball never hit the rim, so they reset it to 28.
Rams will look to get it in. They find Staroba, and he had his pocket picked there by Tiger Ross. Ross in transition, and he scores. Ross is up to 15 now, and it's 38-26 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Can Morris claw back in? It's been Carino magic so far in the second half. They find Staroba, and he hits.
Great pass by Carino there to find Staroba on the baseline. Very unselfish. Good pass, good knockdown jumper.
And SK leads 40-26 with 3:45 to go in the third. Dugan, left side, finds Carter Swayer. A straightaway three is an air ball. Frazier somehow saves it. It deflects off of a body, and it's going to stay with Morris. Great hustle there by Frazier.
I certainly think that some of the players out here are having a little difficulty with the three-point lines. They're just having a hard time understanding where they are on the court.
We did talk about it with Hannah B. at halftime. Talked about that recognition when you get and play on these college courts. Here's Dugan from the foul line, a little fadeaway, and he hits it. Dugan with 10. So it's 40-28, SK boys on top of Morris with 3:20 to go in the third. Mustangs need every stop they can get their hands on. Can they slow down Connor? Now we got a foul as Carino gets into the paint.
That'll be second personal on Tiger Raw.
Tiger talking with the official on the far side. Burns going to come in for Boston Carino here with 3:15 to go in the third quarter in a 40-28 ball game.
He's got to be careful as he's got the three fouls.
Carino near midcourt right in front of the scorer's table where we are at midcourt here at SUNY Delhi. Carino dancing in, kicks one back out. Trimble along to no. Rebound is tracked down here by Murphy. And Ryan Murphy brings it across midcourt to the left side for Tiger Ross. A step through shot, no. Frazier a rebound, puts it up, and he can't finish. And then the ball out of bounds, and it's going to go back to SK. 2-point blank looks for the Mustangs. They couldn't finish.
Yeah, the frustration is starting to set in a little here. I mean, they're still within striking distance. Got a lot of game left to go. All you need is one little run, two or three baskets in a row. You're right back in this if you're Morris.
You always say if you can get it to 10, you give yourself a chance. Coming up on 2.5 to go in the third. Trimble in the corner, tried to shovel it inside for Connor. Carino will pull it back out. Thought about a three, but good defense by Morris. Now they'll dish one off here. A pass down low. Staroba can't get the left-handed layup. He'll get another chance at it here, and he's fouled with 2:22 left in the third.
How did Trimble find Staroba there? It looked like he was going to come down. He was behind the basket. He drove. Morris did a great job keeping him there. He wanted to shoot it. He went up. He realized he's behind the hoop, and all of a sudden he was able to find Staroba there under the hoop for a great pass and able to get a foul there. So we got a new shot clock for South Courtright.
Swayer picked up his third foul. Inbound, they find a wide-open Dingler in the paint, and he finishes. Make it 42-28 for SK. Tiger trying to answer up off the glass, and it's good. 17 now for Tiger Ross. And it's 42-30, but the defense needs to come up here for the Mustangs.
Connor Carino with 32 for SK so far. He lost control of the ball there, and Morris has got a steal. Carino is slow to get up. He thought he was fouled. Murphy in transition. Works one out. Swayer, a 3-8, no. Wide to the left. SK a rebound, and I hate to call it cherry picking, but there's Connor Carino for the layup. 34 for him. He was hanging back there, and Morris couldn't get back to him in time, and it's 44-30.
But if Swayer knocks down that three, momentum's back in Morris's favor here, so still a long way to go.
Late in the third quarter, here's Ross, comes off a screen, into the corner for Swayer. Inside now for Keegan Frazier, back out Swayer, corner for Ross. Little jab step, step back, three is good for Tiger Ross, and he's up to 20 points. And it's 44-33 with 1:10 left in the third.
If you're Morris, you want to stop here and then a basket to cut it inside double figures.
Ryan Murphy knocked the ball out of bounds. Good hands at the top of the defense there with 104 left. Jack Byrne between the scorers table and the SK bench will work it in for Connor Carino. We hit a minute to go in the third. Carino left side, now he'll back it out. Looking for options. He comes off of a screen. Carino steps through, tries to loft one over onto the far side for J.B. Trimble. Gets it back to Staroba at the foul line. It's short, and the rebound is loose, and finally Morris will come up with it with 45 seconds to go in the third. Ahead now for Carter Swayer. Inside the floater for him. Won't go, and a rebound for SK, and then a foul on the outlet pass there with 38 seconds to go in the third.
That'll be three on Tiger Ross.
Yeah, three on Tiger here with 38 seconds to go in the third.
But, I mean, again, if Morris is able to score there, it's a nine-point game going to the fourth quarter. You'll take that. I mean, he certainly would want to be ahead, but you're still in the game here. They might get the ball back for a shot here, but South Corey's going to try to milk this down. There's about a two-second differential.
Carino being pressured by Ross up near midcourt. Carino's got it on the right side, and we got a moving pick here, I believe, on Staroba. No, it's going to be on Dengler.
Calling, I didn't see that.
Yeah, calling it on Dengler, who was pretty far away from the play, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he was looked like in the low block area opposite the ball. So he must have done something that caught the official's eye there. I think they called a shove. So maybe he was battling for position.
20 seconds to go here, third quarter. SK Boys leading Morris 44-33. This could be big for Morris if they could score on this possession. 15 seconds. Murphy off of the screen. Dugan, three ball, left side, no. Set up a line drive. Rebound for Carino. He's dangerous in this position. He gets to midcourt. Dribbled it off of his leg. Somehow gets it back.
But you got a foul here on Ross. That's his fourth.
Wow, that's tough. Connor just kind of ran him over as they were holding onto the ball. And Coach Joy is not pleased about it. With 3 seconds left, that's a tough one. Just a bang-bang play.
Plus, he's going to go to the line and shoot two free throws here.
3 seconds left. Coach Choi wants an explanation here. He's saying, I think Coach Choi is trying to say he stepped pretty much onto him. And so you got to give it to Carino, too. He's smart. He's heady in those situations. And almost like you said before, he knew he couldn't make a shot, but he was going to get the contact.
And he dribbled into that area where they trapped him, and then he just kind of forced his way through there. And I think he didn't care if they called an offensive foul on him because he has no fouls.
Right.
So if he picked up one, it's not a huge deal. And they're not shooting on that foul because it's an offensive foul, and they would only be their third. But he's very heady, very smart, draws the foul, gets the trip to the line, makes his first one here, and he struggled a little bit from the free throw line. So
SK now leading 45-33 with 3 seconds to go, third quarter. And Carino steps in, and his second shot is short. Rebound for Morris. Frazier comes out of there, and that'll do it. Three quarters in the book. SK Boys on top 45-33, a monster third quarter for the Rams. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. A three. Was that from Tiger Ross?
Tiger Ross.
To start the fourth quarter, Ross now up to 23 points.
And it's down to nine.
It's 45-36, and we got a lot of basketball left to play. Here's Connor Carino. A jumper in the paint won't go, and then we got a foul, I believe, here on SK. That's going to be on Carino for going for that rebound over the back. That three could be big there for Morris to start the momentum, as you were saying.
Yep. They just want to keep chipping away. One possession at a time. String together stops and get something positive on offense.
And across midcourt here for Ross to Murphy on the left side. Murphy now leaving it for Carter Swayer. A three here for Swayer. Oh, just won't go. Ruckled off the left side of the rim. Dengler a rebound. Boy, if one of those would fall for Swayer, this could be a different ball game. SK trying to answer. Jack Byrne with a three of his own in the corner. That's an air ball. And Asa Dugan's got the loose change. Dugan ahead now for Murphy down the left side. Murphy waiting for a screen. Comes off of it. Pull up for a long two for Murphy. Off the back of the rim. Frazier hustling for a rebound. It's loose on the floor. Dengler's got it. Numbers for SK if they can hurry. Dengler to the hoop. And Ross might have got a piece of that as on the way up. And he missed the layup. And here's Ross back in transition. Morris trying to save their season. Ross into the corner now for Murphy. A three left side. Now he was kind of fading, and it wouldn't go. Connor Carino, a rebound. Home run ball ahead now for Boston. A three ball for Boston is good. Six down for Boston. Carino, that's a gutsy shot, but he knocked it down. And it's SK 48, Morris 36, and then a foul back the other way on Boston as Murphy was taking it to the rim.
Yeah, that was a real gutsy shot by Boston, and they could have had two on one. He decided to pull up and shoot the three.
Yeah, that's one of those things a coach probably, as you were saying.
No, great shot.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's a strange call there. Clearly, Murphy was going to the basket to shoot the ball on his way up, and they call it on the floor. Morris has to take it out here instead of getting two shots.
Morris gets it in. They fire a three there from Dugan. It won't go. Morris a little frustrated that these shots aren't falling. Carino finds Jack Byrne underneath. Oh, it won't go, but he's fouled with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And every time Morris starts to make a little run, SK's had the answer here.
And that'll be four on Frazier for Morris. So Byrne goes to the line. Great hit ahead pass again by Connor Carino to his teammate Jack Byrne. Went up hard for the layup, and Frazier fouled him.
So Byrne is going to step in here for South Courtright. He's been in a little bit of foul trouble here, but has played some big minutes as well. And Byrne's first shot at the line, not enough underneath it, short.
Jonah Baldo
is going to come back in for Keegan Frazier, who just has not been consistently on the court here. He's had those foul trouble minutes. Second shot coming here for Byrne. And can't get the other one to go, so he's 0 for 2. Morris looking to go on a little run here, down 48-36. SK boys on top with 5:50 to go in the fourth.
off the screen. Murphy, the floater. Oh, it won't go. Rebound. Going to be an over the back here on Murphy. Dengler had the position. That was, I had a good look at the hoop and it just trickled out, so I'm going to be aggressive and try to get that rebound foul. Morris doing anything they can, much like we saw with Skinevas in the first game, just trying to get it back.
And there's still a lot of time, 6 minutes, they're only down 12.
Yeah, if they could hover right around, keep it around 10, like you said, they're looking for one little run. Here's Carino with a step through, and this time he traveled. Official saying he took three steps. Coach Kaufman not agreeing. With 5:38 to go here in this fourth quarter, Morris will get it back. And it's 48-36. A little full court pressure coming for the Rams. Now they'll look to back it off. They're just trying to hound Tiger full court if possible. Ross down the right side. Comes off the screen. Now to Dugan. Step back here for Asa. Tough shot. It was short. And Dengler scoops up another rebound. Ahead for Connor Carino. In transition. Connor in the paint. Dishes out. Right side three for Boston. Feet were set. Couldn't get it. Dengler a rebound. They'll feed Connor in the corner. Pump fake. Spin move. Tiger right in his pants. And they'll pull one back out here for Boston. Carino. Left side for Jack Byrne. To the high post. Daroba. Pump fake. Jump steps and couldn't get the shot off. SK wanted a foul. They won't get it. Morris in transition. We're under 5 minutes now. Into the corner. Tiger Ross. The corner three is an air ball. Dengler a rebound. And the Rams have finally pumped the brake. Morris trying to apply some pressure. Here's Jack Byrne. We'll get it to Connor Carino. And now he'll slow it down a little bit. Carino steps through and is fouled at the right low block. Who's this going to be on?
Nice on ball, though.
Foul's going to be on Baldo. I believe that's his third. Yes.
They had called that on Ross. This place would have erupted. And not in a good way.
Here is Carino to the line. Again, he's got 35 points. Team foul situation. Morris with three. SK with two. If you're wondering about foul shots down the stretch. Carino at the line, hits the first. 36 now for Connor. He's been tremendous, really. He's put his team on his back as he has throughout the season. Had to do it in that second round match where they were not playing well against the scrappy Cherry Valley Springfield team. Connor, 1-for-2 at the line. Boy, he's been tough here at the line tonight. Has not had his usual touch.
Not his usual self at the free throw line.
He's made up for it, though, in other ways. 4:38 to go in the fourth. The ball went out of bounds, and Morris will have it. In a 49-36 ball game. SK is on top of Morris. The clock's starting to become a factor for the Mustangs. Still a lot of time left, though. Ross, the baseline drive, takes it inside. Cannot finish. Out of bounds. Going back to SK, and another good look for Morris that they couldn't convert. With 4:27 left. So Carino will walk it up the floor here for South Courtright. Closely guarded by Ryan Murphy. Here is Carino in the paint. Great dish down low for Spiroba, and he has an easy finish. Yeah. Makes it 51-36. That's K on top. Here is Murphy on the right side for a long two, and it's off the mark to the right side. And again, Morris settling for these long looks from outside on a lot of the possessions. Carino across midcourt, top of the key. Little drive into the paint, and he tried to throw it to Staroba, and it went up over his hands and out of bounds. Welcome back. 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Thank you. A little technical difficulties there, but we're back now. Some of this weather tonight, a little crazy out there, affecting some of our signals, but we appreciate the 5,000 people that just texted me. So thank you very much, but we are back here with 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter, and it's 51-36. Morris with the basketball. They trail here against SK. A little up and under for Murphy. That won't go. Frazier a second chance, and he's got it.
Good strong rebound putback for Frazier there.
Frazier puts it back up and in. 3:20 to go, fourth quarter. It's 51-38.
Getting to that difficult time. South Courtright's just getting the ball to Connor and kind of running the clock, and then the offense is, hey, get by your guy and create something for yourself or your teammate.
Carino back up near midcourt with 3:05 to go in the fourth quarter, taking it in, and Carino scores. 38 now for Carino.
They spread the court like that and give him that much room. He's almost impossible to guard.
Ball knocked out of bounds. Morris will hang on to it here. With 2:55 to go, you give him an inch and he just takes a mile. What do you do with that, Coach?
I think you got to go almost a zone, or you got to go double him and get the ball out of his hands.
Taken away now by the Rams, and Jack Byrne in transition, and the layup is good for Jack. And he's got 4 points, and it's 55-38, and SK is in control. 2:35 to go in the fourth. It's 55-38. And the start of the third quarter was just so big there for the Mustangs. Tiger Ross, a great move inside, and he scores. He's got 25.
Put him in the spin cycle there.
Wow. Great move. 2:20 to go, fourth quarter. It's 55-40. And SK is willing to just take their time now. They're trying to book a date with Edmonton on Saturday for the sectional final.
They've spread the court here almost in four corners offense. And then they're just going to let him go to the basket, either create something for himself or his teammate.
Carino inside, pull-up jumper, almost impossible to stop. That's 40 for Carino. Ross across midcourt to the right side. Swayer, pump fake, steps in and can't hit. He's been cold tonight, and Dengler with a rebound. Swayer slapping his hands together, wished he could help out the Mustangs tonight, but his shots won't fall. Down to a minute 40 to go here in the fourth, and it's 57-40.
See, right now I would go doubling. Get the ball out of his hands, because he's going to give it up. See, there's the double. He spun out.
Spins out, but didn't have to dish it.
Nope.
The double kind of backed away. Now Connor inside is fouled by Murphy. And Connor at this point is just basically going to say, come and get me. This game very close at the half, but really that start of the third quarter with a couple of big shots by SK just blew open the door. And they've been able to hang on to this lead throughout the second half here. Dugan up near midcourt. Connor spins out of it. And again, it's just going to pull it back up to midcourt. And finally fouled by Asa Dugan. Frustration here for the Mustangs.
It's going to be five fouls, so we're going to shoot two shots here.
Carino going to the line. I don't know, Coach, in my time doing this, I haven't seen many players that can almost control the game like a puppet master. It's like he can just control what's going on out there so well.
Yeah,
Carino's got the first shot.
He does a really good job. He has a really high basketball IQ and understands the game. That comes from just playing a lot of basketball and just watching and working hard at your craft and your game. He's a really good player.
Second shot coming here for Carino. No. The foul shooting has been the only bad part for him tonight. He's fouled again in the corner here. Morris is down to a minute 16 to go, trailing 58-40. Well, I saw SK play Cherry Valley last week. For how poor they looked in that game, I'm not afraid to say that. I think they would admit it too. They've played much, much better here tonight. So whatever they did in practice over this last week or so has really paid off.
Yeah, and I mean, Connor has played a heck of a game here. That certainly helped, but I think their defense has been really good on the other end.
Yeah, defense has been good. I mean, Tiger has 25 for Morris, and Dugan has 10, but no points for Swayer. Murphy only with a 3. Frazier with 2. So they've held the other players down, and there's Carino with the second shot. He's got 42. And Carino's going to get stepped out here with 1:16 left. Waving to the SK faithful. Going to finish with 42 here tonight. Tremendous for the Mustang. Tiger Ross back down the floor. This is going to be the end of a terrific career. He travels here. And just a frustrating night for the Mustangs. Not what they were expecting. Not what a lot of people were expecting, I would say.
I'd be interested to see how many free throws Connor missed, because he could have been close to 50 tonight.
He really could have. I mean, left side of the floor for Boston Carino. He'll pull it out. We're under a minute to go. SK on top, 59-40. Up near midcourt, Morris swarming, and we got an over and back ball here on the Ram. With 52 seconds left. And SK trying to repeat from a year ago, when they clipped Southern Cayuga in a great game that we did right here at SUNY Delhi. This year, it looks like it'll be SK and Edmonton, the 1 versus the 3 in the sectional final. Here's Ross. Can't get that shot to go in the paint. And the rebound comes out here to Swayer. Morris will have it with Murphy. Now to Dugan. Dugan inside. It rolled off. Dugan second chance, and he's fouled. And Dugan's going to head to the line here with 31 seconds to go. Dugan with 10 points. Rams putting in some of the substitutes here, much to the delight of the student section on the far side. Some of the JV call-ups are going to find their way into the ballgame now.
I think they were chanting for Jeff Palmatier, number 34. I think the crowd was chanting, "We want Jeffrey."
11 points now for Dugan as he hits the first one. The crowd is loving it. As Garoba checked out, Dingler checked out, and SK leads 59-41. And so Dugan will settle in for his second shot with 31.9 left. Dugan with 11 points, make it 12. 59-42, and SK will bring it down the floor. Trying to get some more reserves in if we get another stoppage. Burn near midcourt. We'll go to Boston Carino into the corner now. A jumper for Palmatier won't go. Rebound for Morris and a head for Tiger Ross. Ross tries to dunk and is fouled on the way up. With 14 seconds left, I think he figured, hey, I'll try to dunk it on my last shot of my high school career.
He's going to go to the middle.
With 25 points here tonight for Tiger Ross. There's the coach in you again.
I want to see him get in the game here, you know.
They do. They tend to stand down here by our broadcast table instead of going to where they need to check in. Ross can't get the first one at the line.
And the scorer's table here is so huge that if you stay at the end, the official scorer on the scoreboard can't see you to buzz the horn. So I'm happy that they made it into the game.
They'll get in for the last 15 seconds here. Ross misses the first shot at the line. The second one coming here for Tiger Ross. And he hits. Ross with 26. And it's 59-43 with 15 seconds left. SK down the floor. They'll just look to hold on to it here as they will advance to the sectional final. 3 seconds left. Going to take a shot here at the buzzer, and it won't go, and that'll do it. 59-43. SK boys move on, and the sectional final will be South Courtright and Edmiston. We'll be back with the post-game show on our final awards. We'll wrap it up here from SUNY Delhi on WCDO.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming.
That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We'll provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. One seed South Courtright tops five seed Morris. 59-43 to advance to the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Championship game. The Rams will face Edmiston back here on Saturday. Connor Carino explodes for a game-high 42 points tonight for SK. Tiger Ross finishes with 26 points for the Mustangs. Let's go through the rest of the scoring summary. First for Morris. Again, 26 for Tiger, 12 for Asa Dugan, 3 for Ryan Murphy, and 2 from Keegan Frazier. On the other side for SK, 42, another unbelievable performance for the top scorer in the area. He's averaging 26 a game. He finishes with 42 tonight. 6 from Boston Carino, 5 from Jake Starilba, 4 for Jack Byrne, and then 2 for Darren Dengler. So a heavy dose of Carino and a heavy dose of Ross, and a great battle between these two, but SK's moving on to take on Edmiston. Your thoughts, Coach?
There aren't very many words that could describe the performance tonight by Connor Carino. And to be honest, I don't think he really shot the ball all that well.
I agree.
From the floor, and he struggled a little bit from the free throw line, and he still had 42 points, and he controlled almost every aspect of the entire game.
Before I forget, the girls will play here on Saturday at 2, the boys at 3:45. Those are, you know, kind of always subject to change over the next couple of days. If something changes, we'll certainly let you know. But this SK and Edmiston game will be 3:45 on Saturday, and the girls' game, which will be Edmiston Morris and Cherry Valley Springfield, will be set for 2 o'clock. All right, let's get into our three awards here. First up will be the Outstanding Offense Award here tonight, brought to you by NBT Bank. Top rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. We're going to go with Connor Carino tonight, kind of an easy choice. 42 for him. Just unstoppable at times. You give him an inch, he takes a mile type of thing.
Yeah, when you get down to the end of the game there, I mean, with about 4 minutes to go, South Corey just spread the court, put the ball in his hands at the top, and he's awful difficult to guard in a one-on-one matchup, especially if you're going to play man-to-man, and he's just capable of getting by his guy and either creating something for himself or creating a really good shot for his teammates. So he was phenomenal tonight. One of the better high school basketball performances I've seen.
Next up, we'll go with the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school basketball teams on WCDO. But we debated on this. We could have gone Jack Byrne. We could go Boston Carino. We could do a lot of different things. We are going to go with Boston Carino tonight. 6 points. He hit those two big threes. The SK defense was tough here tonight. It might be more kind of a team award. As Jack did a good job guarding Tiger there in the first half, they kept a good eye on him, kept him in check, and they kept the role players in check, too. Keeping some of those guys off the board was key.
Yeah, I think that was the key, and I don't remember too many second-chance opportunities for Morris. So South Courtright did a good job defensively, trying to make everything difficult for Tiger and then focusing on the others and then supporting cast. But Boston Carino made, I thought he made two of the biggest shots of the game. He came out right away, first shot of the game, nailed a three to give South Courtright the lead. And then he had that huge three-pointer late in the game to kind of swing momentum back when Morris had kind of cut it to 9 there. And then he made that three. So good ball game for Boston.
All right, finally tonight we'll have the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Tiger Ross will get that tonight from Morris, 26 points. You know, did everything he could. They were just a little cold, and that stretch in the third quarter was a little too much to overcome.
Yeah, he's certainly a good player. Does a really good job getting to the basket and doing his thing there, especially when he gets out in transition. You're not going to find a much more athletic player in the section. He had a great career. I was happy to see that he got an opportunity to play here at SUNY Delhi in the sectional semifinal when he didn't have that opportunity last year. So another good season for Morris. I'm sure they're going to be disappointed, but as we've said many times, there's only a few teams in New York State that end their season with a win.
Yeah, very true. They 2 years in a row to get here to the semifinals, always a great job there by the Morris Mustangs. All right, that's going to do it. Our final score, 59-43. So the Edmiston boys and the SK boys, 1-3 on Saturday back here at SUNY Delhi for the sectional championship. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios. I know the weather tough tonight. We were able to get through there. I think that little snafu we had was just weather-related, but glad we were able to jump right back on. So a great job by Jim. And, Greg, thanks as always for coming.
Oh, no problem. It was a couple of great games tonight, and I look forward to Saturday.
All right. Our final score again here, SK 59, Morris 43. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Law. We'll see you back here on Saturday on WCDO Sports. WCDO!